Before recess and during the exposition, he uses his practice of keeping an eye on mind when we wake up, us, etc. Does he say that's the entirety of the path, or because it takes all the way to the final?
It does, yeah, certainly. Of course, it's relying on the different tools and methodologies, but essentially that is the when one is applying those techniques and perspectives, that's what one is having to do, as opposed to trying to fulfill a technique from an external standard. I can remember a monk in my early years of practice, and he was getting very disappointed with his practice, because he'd been incredibly diligent, but he'd been keeping a log of how long he'd been practicing, how many hours and how many minutes. And he racked up all these hours. And so he said, I should be getting something out of this. You know, but it was sort of like, it was all kind of doing it to get more on his log, rather than bringing the attention inwards. So that the technique was there, but it wasn't being applied.
So also
I think so.
For that example, there would be like sort of applying a technique and just like watching the breath. Okay, I'm gonna do this for 30 years.
Absolutely. That's why the Buddha's teaching is so rich in all these different skillful means, because whether it's for different people, then different things will work. Whether it's for the different individual at different times, different things would work. So it's, you have to develop those skills of how to apply the teachings as well as knowing what they are.